From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. So what you have just been listening to this morning is rather revolutionary. If you go back in history and look at the image people had of God, it doesn't correspond with what you have just been listening to here. If you go into the history of religion, it doesn't correspond to what you have just been listening to. And I'll go further and say, probably to most of you, and I also include myself up until up to recently, what we've been listening to is not what we have accepted or believe in. Because our image of God is probably somebody up there or somewhere around, very strict. And we've got to all the time make sure we please him, and that we appease him. And if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. And so in the past, in history, they would offer sacrifice to this God in order to placate him. And then in the Gospel this morning, here is Jesus who comes and reveals a totally different God, a good and totally new way of looking at God. And because you have heard this Gospel probably so often, you pass it by, you don't give it much attention. Well, let's make it more practical and bring it home to myself. When I was young, a child in Ireland, and for many, many, many years afterwards, from the time I can believe, from the time I could remember, often at dinner or at meal times, my mother would say to me or my father, if you don't eat all those vegetables, God will send you to hell. And I grew up with that image of God, not a very nice God, not somebody that I would want necessarily to love. Who would want to love a God like that? And I even went into the seminary with a fear of God. And I went through 6 years of philosophy and theology, and I come out not really changed. And so, in my early priesthood, I began preaching about this fearsome God. And if you don't keep all the commandments, if you don't go to Mass every Sunday, if you do this, that, or the other thing, well, you're on the way to hell. But that's not what Jesus told us. It is not. So listen, I want to pick out a few phrases. I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. So I'm going to put that now into the context of a story, and it's a true story. And hopefully you'll follow me. Very early on, as a pastor back in the United Kingdom, there was a man in the parish, I'll call him Harold, who was a geologist and a professor of geophysics, who religiously, I use the word religiously, came to Mass every Sunday. And every Sunday afternoon, through my front door, where I lived, he would pop a letter, 4 A4 pages, handwritten, critiquing the homily. And from the point of view of creation and God and his perception of God. And then one day, he lived near the church. And then one day, I was talking to him. And he used to come to Mass every morning with an old Irish man who worked all his life on a farm and was into nature and farming. And the two of them used to walk to Mass every morning. But I don't actually know what they were actually talking about. But Harold said to me one day, this geophysicist, you know something, Father, he says, we called the farmer John. He said, John has more wisdom in his little finger than I have in all my learning and all my teaching. And Harold worked also for the United Nations. He was an expert on creation and things of that nature. And he said, I'll explain that to you. He said, I went to more than one university. I studied. I listened to very eminent professors. But all my knowledge has been handed on to me. It came from somebody else. But he said, John, who walked all his life on a farm, he has wisdom from the inside that he gained from his experience. And he says, that's true wisdom. That's true wisdom. Well, I continue the story because it becomes very, very interesting. I was living in fear, and I mean, I was living in fear because Harold was very difficult to talk to, because whenever he met me, he always wanted to talk about the creation of the world and how the world came to be and geophysics and so on. He was just possessed by it. I was always living in fear that he would ask me someday to come around and have dinner with him. And it did come one day, and he said, my wife, Dorothy, and myself would like you to come around and have dinner with us some evening. And he wouldn't take no for an answer. So I did. And when we sat down at table, in order to kind of take him off on a different path rather than creation, I said, "Oh, Harold, how long have you and Dorothy been married?" And he said, "Oh, well, we're actually married 38 years. And I then said to him, "And how did you come to meet?" And he said, "Oh, we met at university." "Oh, right." And then I said to Dorothy, his wife, "And what part of the country do you come from?" And she said, "I come from a very rural part of the country. I was brought up on a farm." And suddenly Harold woke up and said, "Oh, Dorothy, I too was raised on a farm. I never knew that you were raised on a farm." And so suddenly I found myself as their pastor introducing them to one another for the first time. And I thought, how the hell could you be married for 38 years and not? So what kind of communication is going on here? And I came home at night wondering, how could two people be married? And, you know, they just did not know one another at all, just like we don't know God. Anyhow, Harold, his wife was not Catholic. And Harold, as I said, came to Mass every Sunday morning, and he sat beside another man and his wife, and he became quite friendly with them. But unfortunately, the other man had a heart attack and suddenly died. And now he came every Sunday morning and he sat with the man's widow. Well, one day, Jeff and the widow run away. And I think to myself, at least the guy is kind of normal. He runs away. And Dorothy is left on her own. Now, Dorothy wasn't Catholic, so I don't know what happened to her, but she was left high and dry. And then, because of things happening where I was, some 20 years later or more, where there was something going on that I was very involved in, and so I often ended up on the news and on television and so on. And through that, the woman he was living with now, called Winifred, she contacted me and said, "Oh, we saw you on television the other night, and we inquired about where you were, and I got your phone number." And she said, "Harold would love to see you. Would love to see you. Would there be any possibility that you will come and visit?" And I said, "Of course I will." So I went to see Harold and his present partner. And I met there a broken man. And he greeted me with tears in his eyes. And he said, "Father, I didn't even think you would come and see me." And I said, "Why did you think that?" Well, he said, "You know what I've done." But he said, "Father, I listen every Sunday to Mass on the radio." We didn't have streamlined Masses in those days. "And I have my Sunday missal, and I try and say my prayers. But Father, I know God will never forgive me for what I did." So I sat down and I explained to him, "Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Well, to cut to the quick and make a long story short, Jeff made his confession. He made his peace with God. It was a tearful confession, and it was a very tearful peace. But I could see his whole being changing in front of my eyes. And at that moment, God lifted an enormous load off of his shoulders. An enormous load. And I can tell you something, not long after that man died. I officiated at his funeral, and that man died a saint. He died a saint. Now, here's my fate today at this moment. Everything that happened in his life, from the moment he was born to the moment he died, was God's beautiful plan for him. Nothing in his life, nothing in your life, nothing in my life happens by chance. And all the suffering and the trauma and the burden that he bore for years was all part of God's plan. Because God never lets anything go to waste. And eventually, God brought him right back. And that man died a saint. And that's the God that I today believe in. For a long time, I did not believe in the real God. I believed in a false God. A God who condemns people, who sends people to hell, who refuses to forgive. A God who has to be manipulated. No. Today, I believe in a beautiful God to the extent that it doesn't matter what happens in my life, no matter what pain or suffering I go through, I never lose faith because I know and I believe in my heart that that's God's plan for me. And I know and I believe, just like Harold, no matter what happens in your life, and even at that particular time, we see no meaning in it, I firmly believe, and never for a moment doubted, that all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. So the lesson to today is never lose hope. Never, never lose hope. But remember that lovely phrase in the gospel today. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are labor and are burdened. And many, many people, perhaps many of you here this morning, are like that. And God, Jesus, is saying to you this morning, come to me, just like Harold did. All you who are burdened, who are worried, who are anxious, who are distressed, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and I, more than anybody else, will give you rest for your souls. How beautiful. Amen.